All right, KFIZ News Time 1010 coming up on 1011 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios. Cooling the operative word here today. Thank you to AirTech for keeping us nice and cool here on a Monday. We're joined by Crystal Ogden with the Salvation Army. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you doing, Spencer?
Pretty good. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you.
And again, kudos to our friend Connie over at the Salvation Army for booking us some guests here recently. We had the folks from Burdocks and Rustin and some of the artists. I know yeah. Salvation Army has some red kettles out at that event coming up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be out there on Sunday.
Cool. So yeah, it sounds like a neat, really neat place to just walk around, check out the gardens, check out the farm, check out the art too. So, and I was tasked with our interview last week. I was in charge of the weather. And the weather looks like it's going to hold up.
Oh, so yay!
I will not be, the folks from Burdocks will not be coming in here with pitchforks and torches to get the messenger here. But that's the good news. But we've got some stuff to talk about Salvation Army-wise here this morning. It is the end of July. I know kids out there, parents, well, parents maybe do, but we're talking about back to school.
Yes.
And back to school, Fond du Lac, some reminders about that you had to share with us this morning.
Yeah, so registration's been open and it'll continue to be open through this Sunday. So if you haven't registered yet and feel that you need to, please get that registration in. You can visit our website, backtoschoolfdl.org, to get more information on that and to fill out a registration form. Last year in Fond du Lac County, we served almost 1,000 students, so that's pretty incredible. And another way that people could help out if they really wanted to is to donate to Back to School Fond du Lac. There's information on the website, again, backtoschoolfdl.org. A $75 donation provides a backpack and school supplies for a student. So there's also volunteer opportunities, including sorting the school supplies, packing up school supplies, and then assisting families on distribution day. And any supplies that you would like to donate can be dropped off at the Salvation Army, the Boys and Girls Club, and the YMCA.
Very cool. And it's the standard school supplies, obviously, that are needed, you know, pencils, markers,
absolutely,
notebooks. And anything a kid would need to go back to school, right?
Exactly. Backpacks, things like that are all wonderful.
Very cool. So a great way to give back. And if people want to register, you said, through Sunday, they can do that on the website. So important time. Obviously, you want to be prepared to get back to school.
Absolutely.
Comes up fast. You know, it seems like summer just begins, and here we are again with the back to school time.
Right? I feel like when, you know, all of a sudden school ends and then all the back to school supplies come out right away. It's like, do we get a break?
I saw something on Facebook. It was right after July 4th and it was, I can't remember what the full post was, but it was, it's July 5th. Get your back to school supplies, Halloween candy, Thanksgiving turkey and Christmas decorations, and happy 2022.
Exactly.
It just seems like it all just kind of loops together Fourth of July goes by. But important cause with Back to School Fond du Lac, and to check out the website for more information. So I know the folks at the Salvation Army have had some questions. We hear about the warming shelter.
Right.
You know, and obviously it's an important resource here during the cold times of the year when it gets down to, you know, minus teens, minus 20s sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But some folks had some questions about cooling shelters, and are there cooling shelters available? And I know that's some information you had to share with us this morning too.
Yeah, so that's something we've been getting questions about, concerned community members wondering what happens when someone who's experiencing homelessness, what happens when the heat index reaches a certain level. And we were talking in contact with the city to try to figure out what resources we had available for this. And one thing that kind of the guidelines we go by are, if the heat index gets into the low 100s, that's when we start seeing some problems, health-related issues in terms of emergencies, in terms of the hot weather. So generally, I guess in the past, what has happened is if it does reach that level, which it hasn't yet this year, thankfully, you know, people who are experiencing homelessness and aren't able to get into air conditioning are able to generally go to the places like the library or the YMCA, things like that, to be able to cool off, as long as they're following the guidelines of those organizations.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we've hit 90 plenty of times. We will the next several days. Yeah. But that heat index reading hasn't been too crazy. No. We've had some plenty of hot and humid days, but
nothing
over the top just yet. And hopefully we don't have that. But
right. So at this point, you know, unless it does get up to that level, the city kind of feels that we don't really have to take any further action at this time. Okay. If and when it gets to that point, then we'll figure something out.
So if we had a week's worth of, you know, 95 with a heat index of
107,
yeah, 110, you know, obviously we'd hear some more information about
exactly
that.
And we want to take some action. Sure. So yeah,
very good. Anything else you wanted to highlight this morning? Summertime, you know, kind of a lighter time of the year, obviously, right, for Salvation Army stuff, but plenty of events coming up and plenty of things to you know, look forward to in the second half of the year.
Exactly. I know we still have our brown bag lunch program going on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's still obviously an option for anybody who's lacking lunch during the summertime. So
very good. Crystal, thanks for coming in, as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Crystal Ogden joining us from the Salvation Army here in KFIZ. It is 10:17. More coming up.
For 46 years.